Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Awakening Your True Self series with Sympathetic Joy. And welcome to episode 316 of Namaste Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West. Thank you so much for welcoming me into your home today for the next hour as we journey into our innermost home. Today we're continuing our series on awakening to your true self. And we're in a little mini series in our bigger series on the four Brahma Viharas, and we're on the third Brahma Vihara, sympathetic joy. So I have a very joyful testimonial for you today from Barbara, and it's a SpeakPipe testimonial.
Hi, Dr. West. This is Barbara Jean, and I just want to thank you so much for being willing to share your wisdom and your experience. I've been a lifetime beginner yoga person, and your instruction and demonstration and just your presence and generosity are deeply appreciated. So I'm wishing you blessings, love, and light. And thank you for staying in touch.
So thank you, Barbara, for that testimonial. I wasn't sure if I played that one before or not, but I thought it was worthy of playing again since it was a sympathetic, since it was in the spirit of sympathetic joy. So thank you for that. And today you will need some props. So thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props here. You're going to need probably blocks and a strap and probably a meditation cushion or a folded blanket to sit on to receive the teachings. And I want to thank Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing the long dark brown pants with the vine printed on it. And these pants are the leggings are amazing. If you need leggings right now, these ones in particular, they're in a slightly heavier weight fabric and they fit really nice. They're really soft. And I highly recommend these ones in particular, the dark brown ones with the vine. They're just fitting really, really nice. Just a slightly different fabric that Donna was able to get. And I could actually live in these ones. So loving these ones. And then the Dancing Ganesh bamboo tops. I actually wear these tops all the time. It's pretty much my daily uniform. So, and I'm also wearing, you might see me in this tank underneath. I think it's got a lotus on it, and yoga makes everything better on it. Okay, so we're going to get started with some joint mobility exercises for the beginning. So let's lie on our backs with our knees bent and our feet flat on the floor. Okay, so you're going to lie with your knees bent, your feet flat on the floor, palms turned up beside your side, and we're going to start with some shoulder mobility to open up your chest and to bring some fluidity into your shoulders. So you're just going to inhale and arc your arms overhead, and most likely you'll be able to arc both arms overhead, lying both arms on the ground. So I'm still recovering from that frozen shoulder, so I'm going to just modify so that I can move my arms fully, but you'll be able to slide both your arms on the ground unless you too have frozen shoulder. And then you're going to exhale and lower down. So inhale, arc up. And exhale and arc down. And And inhale, arc up. This is a great one to bring breath into your upper body too, as well as we get started here. And exhale and arc down. Inhale, arc up. Exhale, arc down. Let your rib cage be heavy on the ground. And one more like that. And then take your strap, and you're going to place your strap around your right foot, and place it around the ball of your foot, not the arch of your foot, and draw your right leg up. And we're going to just start with some mobility through your ankle. So point and flex your ankle. It's kind of hard to keep that strap right on your ball of your foot there. And then you're going to do some knee mobility. So bend and straighten your knee. And then we're going to do some hip mobility. So move your leg away from your torso and then draw it in again. This is great if you have any arthritis through your hips, knees. I once read somewhere that your ankle is the only joint in your body that never gets arthritis. I don't know if that's true or not. Somebody's probably going to put in the comments that they have arthritis in their ankles now, but okay, from here, keep your leg drawn in, your right leg drawn in. And if you don't have any low back problems, I'm going to ask you to straighten your left leg out. And then we're going to open your right leg out to the side to get into your inner thigh and your groin. Keep your left hip heavy on the ground, your left leg heavy on the ground, and only go as far as you still feel it in the belly of your inner thigh muscle. Not into your knee joint. And then draw your right leg back to the center. Bend your leg, release the strap for a moment, place both knees bent and your feet flat on the floor again. Let's do those arms again. So you're going to inhale, arc your arms overhead. Exhale and lower down. So inviting breath into your chest and upper back. And then this time you're going to take your strap and hook it up on the ball of your left foot. And we'll do that whole sequence again on your left foot. So start with your ankle joint. So point and flex your ankle. And then you're going to bend and straighten your knee. And then you're going to move from your hip joint. So let your leg move away from your torso, and then move your leg into your torso more. And then if you don't have any low back problems, you can straighten out your right leg and open your right leg out to the side so that you're feeling something happening into your inner thigh and groin, but not in your knee joint. If you feel it in your knee joint, you need to back off a bit. And then come on back to the center. And you're going to release your left leg down and place your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor again. We're going to do a slight variation on those sunshine arms. This time you're going to inhale, arc your arms all the way overhead. Keep your rib cage heavy on the ground and then exhale, arc them down and around. So inhale, arc your arms all the way overhead. Exhale, down and around. So we're creating mobility in your shoulder joints here. Inhale, arc overhead, and exhale, down and around. Okay, and then from here, you're going to roll to your side and come up to kneeling. We're going to do some gate pose now to warm up your spine and to prepare your body for some other things that are coming, some other exciting things. So I got a blanket out to protect my knees so it's not directly on that hardwood floor. And I'm going to get you to stand on your left knee, extend your right leg straight out, and then take a little bit of time to level off your hips. So they're parallel to the ground, but also so that they're even left to right too. Yeah, you don't have to get out your level or anything, but do the best you can. And then you're going to inhale, arc your arms straight up, and then exhale, side bend over your right leg. And you don't want to rest on your knee joint because that's going to put undue pressure on the inside of your knee. So see how my hand lands right on my knee joint. So I'm just going to bend my arm there. So here we're opening up your side body, doing a nice side bend for your spine. And also I like to think about gate pose. If you think about a gate, and you can just visualize any gate and walking through a gate, and then it's like a gateway to a new perspective. So imagine walking through a beautiful gate and that being like an entranceway to a new perspective. Because our minds, you can come out of this, we have a natural negativity bias, and so you don't need to worry about that. That's just the way our brains are hardwired. So to actually have sympathetic joy, it's not our natural way of being. It's something we have to cultivate, and so it's something we have to work at. Okay, so you're gonna drop your hips so that they're level to the ground. They're even, and that they're not turned back, but they're even front to back as well. And then you're going to inhale and arc your arms overhead, and exhale and side bend. So you're opening up your side body here as well. And then picture yourself walking through that gateway to sympathetic joy. And I think also, imagining it, since gates are usually outside, it's a beautiful place to do that because I think nature is a beautiful place to cultivate that feeling of sympathetic joy. It's easier to feel sympathetic joy for a flower, for a tree, in the presence of a body of water like an ocean or a lake or a river. than it is in our relationships, in synthetic places, in man-made things. It just is. So it's easier if we imagine ourselves in those places, it's easier to cultivate and open to that in our physical bodies and then in our mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic bodies. Okay, and then you can release that from your body and you can make your way to seated. So you can sit on a folded blanket like this, or a meditation cushion, whatever works best for you. Will work just fine. Or you can sit on a block or a chair. If you're tired today, you can sit with your back against the wall. We're going to do the Hamsi Mudra, I believe. Let's see. Okay, so this will allow you to approach the teachings with a spirit of play and joy and exploration. So it's really simple. You just extend your index finger and bring your thumb and your other three fingers together. And you point this finger up. And it removes obstacles in your life. It eases depression and sadness. It evokes feelings of lightness and laughter. So I thought that worked well for sympathetic joy. It benefits your lungs, your large intestine. It improves the assimilation of nutrients and the elimination of waste. So I think this is a really good mudra for sympathetic joy. So you can sit like this and draw your shoulders over your hips, your ears over your shoulders. Sit in a way that allows you to be alert so that you can receive the teachings. And if this becomes too much at any point, you can rest your hands down in your lap as well. And then take a deep breath in through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth. And then allow your breath to come in and out through your nose. So this week in our Awakening to Your True Self series, we continue with the four Brahma Viharas. And this translates as the supreme states, the desired dwelling, the divine abode, or our best home. They include loving kindness, compassion, this week's sympathetic joy, and equanimity. The Brahma Viharas, or the four divine abodes, are the teachings on the way that we relate to ourselves and others. For example, we meet friendly people with love, those who are suffering with compassion, successful people with joy, and unpleasant people with detachment. Sharon Salzberg, loving kindness, our metta meditation teacher, speaks of the four Brahma Viharas as our best home. She says, just like our home, we might not always be in these states all the time, but we will feel our most authentic and most at ease when we are at home, when we are expressing love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So this week, we're focusing on the third Brahma Vihara, sympathetic joy. So this past weekend, I had the opportunity to experience sympathetic joy. This past year, we had a lot of compassion for friends of ours who suffered the loss of a key family member. We watched them struggle to travel across the country to be with their family as this family member went through illness, and then as they were with them as they experienced the loss of this family member, and then as they transitioned through this loss as well. We've watched them outgrow a home that just hasn't worked for them any longer. And over the Christmas holidays, we had much compassion as we witnessed them go through a nail biter of a process of selling their home. And it was touch and go between them being able to move to their perfect home, or maybe not getting this home. There was a lot of real estate madness in there, and the potential of having to renovate the existing home that they were in that might not ever be just quite right. So this past weekend, this is where the sympathetic joy is coming in, we attended a housewarming party at their new and perfect home, so everything worked out just right. It brought us all so much joy, not just us, but everybody in attendance, as our friends showed us around their home and how well their whole family fit in. Their parents, the children, the grandmother, and everybody had the perfect space in this home. So we were all grinning ear to ear for their joy and their good fortune. So to me, this is sympathetic joy. We could all experience great happiness for their good fortune. So despite this story, sympathetic joy can absolutely be one of the most difficult Brahma Viharas to cultivate. So, and I think especially in the age of social media, it's a very difficult one to cultivate. So it reminds me of an image that Chim showed me on social media the other day with the words, it had the words in it. To all my friends and family on Facebook, posting photos of your vacation, comma, stop. So in the world of social media, where we feel the pressure to perform our A-reel for likes that somehow translate to self-acceptance, although we've sort of told ourselves that likes translate to self-acceptance, although I think you guys know that they really don't. To actively feel happy for someone else's beach vacation when you're stuck at work or dealing with a teething child is really difficult. I think Sharon Salzberg's teachings on sympathetic joy are brilliant. She suggests that happiness is not a limited commodity. She gives the example of watching somebody who has a lot going on for them. You know, that they might have, like, they might have got a promotion at work, and then they're going on a vacation, and they've been given gifts and accolades, and you can be watching them and have this very human tendency to think, I'd be happy if you had just a little bit less going for you right now. And I just love the way Sharon Salzberg talks about that, because we can all, it's completely normal. We can all feel that way when we watch somebody in that real glow. And we must understand that when somebody else is experiencing happiness, it is in no way a threat to our own happiness. When somebody is experiencing that much abundance, it doesn't mean that less abundance is available for us. We can shift our perspective and know that at any moment we have a choice in our own belief system about what is available to us. Our status is not relative to another person's. Our happiness is not defined or threatened by another person's. We can take skillful course of action when we become aware of comparison. Without making ourselves bad for comparing, we can recognize that comparison is simply an attribute of our mind. Our mind compares nonstop. However, the state of comparison is unwholesome and unskillful. It always leads to suffering. We can know that there is more than enough happiness to go around, and it's not a limited commodity. So reflect on how good it feels when somebody is genuinely happy for your happiness. And remember a time in your life when you've experienced good fortune and when other people are happy for that good fortune for you. And then remember a time in your life when you've been experiencing good fortune and somebody is not so happy for you. And notice how you feel then. Notice how that doesn't feel so good as well. So to take delight in the happiness of others is one of the greatest pleasures of the heart that you can both experience. So today we're going to do a short loving kindness meditation for sympathetic joy. One of the ways that you can cultivate sympathetic joy is through loving kindness meditation. So you can continue to sit with the way that you're sitting with this mudra. And we're going to silently recite the intention to find joy in the happiness of others. And we're going to use the phrase, may your happiness and good fortune not diminish. May they increase further and further. So today we're going to start with somebody who's been a benefactor to you, somebody who's been really good to you in your life, somebody whom without your life would not be as good as it is right now. So bring to mind somebody who's been a benefactor to you, and silently repeat the phrases, "May your happiness and good fortune not diminish. May they increase further and further." From there, we will extend the phrases to somebody that you care deeply about. So repeat these phrases silently to yourself. May your happiness and good fortune not diminish. May they increase further and further. Now bring to mind somebody who you don't really know, somebody you may cross paths with on your way to work, or somebody, they call it an indifferent person, somebody who you don't know their story, but you would know them to see them. And repeat these phrases silently to yourself. May your happiness and good fortune not diminish. May they increase further and further. And then bring to mind a difficult person, somebody who has made your life more difficult. And if bringing somebody who has caused you suffering, and if bringing to mind a person who is difficult causes you great suffering, then you can use these phrases on yourself, because at that time it's you that's suffering the most. So repeat these phrases silently to yourself. May your happiness and good fortune not diminish. May they increase further and further. So we're going to finish this meditation today by offering the phrases to all beings. So repeat this phrase silently to yourself. May the happiness and good fortune of all living beings increase further and further. May the happiness and good fortune of all beings not diminish. So reflect on these teachings and how they relate to you in your life, and then begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive in your life through the rest of this class. What is it you would like to create, sustain, release, or rebirth? And once you've formed your intention, you can begin to make your way up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do Breath of Joy. I'm sure nobody's surprised that's coming today. So the way Breath of Joy works is you're going to inhale your arms out to the front. Inhale your arms out to the side. Inhale your arms overhead. And then you're going to exhale and fold forward. And that's it. So your body is really well prepared for that, with all the warm-ups that we've been doing for your shoulders and your hip joints and your knee joints and your ankle joints. And this is great for increasing circulation in your body, opening your chest and your shoulders, and alleviating depression and just opening you up to joy. So it's a great way to prepare your physical body so that your mental and emotional and energetic bodies can open up to joy too. So here we go. Thank you. Okay, great. And then you're going to make your way up to standing slowly. And you just did 20 squats too, which is very strengthening for your lower body. So I find these are very deceptively strengthening for your lower body, which is great. Great way to get your squats in. Good. It's a great one for winter time because it can be easy to get in the doldrums in the winter. Okay, so we're going to do Trikonasana. I'm ready to take this top off, but I know I'm going to get cold in any second again, so I'm just going to keep it on. Okay, you're going to step, you're going to keep your left foot forward and take a big step back with your right foot. Turn your hips to the long edge of your mat. And we'll take our arms out to parallel to the ground. You'll press your right hip back to the back of your mat. Shift your torso forward. Tip. Place your block underneath your shoulder. And bring your right arm up. So your arms should be in a straight line. So you're reaching your legs and your bottom arm towards the ground. And then you're opening your chest and your top arm up towards the sky. So this is the one where I was speaking about connecting with nature as a way of opening towards joy. So there's that sympathetic joy towards our natural environment, which I think can open us to it in our relationships. So I think that there's the benefit of spending time in nature. And then you're going to turn down, turn both your toes towards the front of your mat, roll your leg bones, your hip bones over your leg bones, fold forward into wide-legged standing forward fold just to have a rest here in the middle. And then you're going to roll your pelvis back up. So you come back up to standing. Take your block to your right foot now. Turn your right foot out. Bring your arms parallel to the ground again. And you're going to press your left hip back towards the back of your mat. Shift so you can shift your torso forward. Tip so you take your right arm straight down. And then so your left arm is going to come straight up. So it comes in a straight line right above your right arm. So if you're like me and you have an issue with your left shoulder, then my recommendation is to tuck it behind you and focus on lifting and opening through your chest instead. If you're having an issue with external rotation through your left shoulder. So there's a nice option. So here again, we're reaching down into the ground and opening up into the sky. And then you're going to turn your toes forward, come in the center again, fold forward in wide-legged standing forward fold, a nice inversion to calm your mind. And then from here, we're going to come down And I just realized I didn't tell you to get a, we are going to need a bolster today too. So you're going to need a round bolster. And we're going to do a supported back bend with the bolster. I feel like I do this one a lot. Okay, so our supported back bend. Supported back bends are nice because they are supported, so they allow your spine to open to the back bend. Rather, you know, if you effort into a back bend, it's a much easier way to come into a back bend and to allow your body to adjust to it. Okay, so you're going to lie back over your bolster. Place the bolster at about the level of the base of your rib cage and rest over your bolster here. You can play around with where that bolster is if it feels uncomfortable in your low back at all. Soles of your feet are together. The blocks support your knees. Some more opening in your hips and groin here as well. Okay, and then from here, you're gonna draw your knees together. Tuck your chin and roll to your side. And you can put your bolster off to the side. And we're going to do a recline twist here. So you can use the block between your knees here. It's nice for the alignment through your hips. Help keep your SI joints safe. Take your arms out to the side in a soft T. Press into your feet. Lift your hips, lower them over to the left side of your mat, and then lower your knees over to the right side of your mat. Look over your left shoulder. This is a great one to release your spine, your low back. Draw fluid into your intervertebral discs. And then press your feet into the floor, untuck your hips, and just put that block off to the side for a moment. Hug your knees into your chest. If you don't have any knee problems, you can hold on to your shins. If you do, you want to hold on behind your shins. This is a great one to release your low back. We're going to use this as our forward fold today. Very grounding forward fold. And then you're going to take the block and place it between your knees again, and we'll do that twist on the other side. So press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the right side of your mat, and lower your hips over to the left side of your mat. And you're going to look over your right shoulder. And then push your feet into the ground, untuck your hips, and you're going to put that block off to the side and hug your knees into your chest again. Okay, from here you're going to take your bolster if it's close by and place it underneath your knees. For Shavasana. So Shavasana is a great time to allow you to receive the full benefits of your practice, to allow you to integrate the physical, the mental, the emotional, the energetic, and the spiritual aspects of your practice. So allow yourself to soften and let go completely here. You can rest back here. I'm going to come up to seated. I have a poem for you today. This poem is by Wu Men. 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. So 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. So reflect back on today's teachings and just notice what stands out for you on your experience with today's class. And ask yourself, what is it that you're going to carry with you off your mat and into your life? And then gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. So we'll finish our practice today by gathering the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offering them out to all beings everywhere. We'll do this with the mantra Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which just means may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life create happiness and freedom for all. So it's really a mantra of sympathetic joy. Making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So thank you so much for joining me for episode 316 of Namaste Yoga. If you liked today's show, please give it a thumbs up if you're watching in YouTube, or you can give a 5-star rating if you're watching in iTunes. And if you know somebody who would enjoy today's show, then please feel free to share it with them. If you're new to our channel, then we put out a free show every Friday, and you can subscribe to our channel, and then it will show up in your feed and you won't miss a single show. Thank you for your donations. You can make a donation to our show. We're completely supported by you. You guys are the ones that make this possible. So thank you to Rowena, June, and Donna for your donations this week. And if you would like to make a donation, you can click here. You can also contribute through your time by commenting in the comments section. And today's question to answer in the comments is, what brought you joy this week? I shared a little story of what brought me joy this week by experiencing sympathetic joy from my friend's good fortune of moving into the perfect home for them. And we did a practice of loving kindness this week to access sympathetic joy. Loving kindness meditation is one of the best ways to access sympathetic joy. And if you would like my favorite phases of loving kindness, then you can go to melissawest.com/316. And if you scroll down, there's a box near the bottom. where you can receive a beautiful infographic of those phrases. And if you would like more support in bringing loving kindness into your life, then we have a loving kindness meditation retreat in our membership area, as well as a loving kindness meditation group in our membership area. So lots of support in our membership site. If you click here, you can become a member, and I would do that like today because the prices are going up on February the 1st, just a little bit, to support our increased costs, as I'm sure many of you are experiencing as well with the inflation, the American dollar, all that stuff. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it for today. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.